It seems like everyone is either starting a side hustle or becoming their own boss. And you know what they're hearing a lot? It's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/sell23, all lowercase. Whether you're selling loafers or peace lilies, Shopify simplifies selling online and in person. Covering all sales channels, from a shop front POS system to its all-in-one e-commerce platform, Shopify even gets you selling across social media marketplaces. With their 24/7 help and extensive business calls library, Shopify is ready to support your success every step of the way. Go to shopify.co.uk/sell23 to take your business to the next level today. That's shopify.co.uk/sell23.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Monday edition of The Mike O'Mara Show. Glad to have you along, and hopefully everybody had a good springy, forwardy weekend. It's weird. I guess I'll never get used to it. I guess it will always be new to me when you go forward or backward, and different shows and different incarnations in my career has made me feel differently. But I will tell you that springing forward this weekend has put me in a coma, or put me in a coma yesterday, because not only did I get a beautiful night's sleep Saturday night into Sunday, but I woke up and felt within 2 hours of having my two morning cups of coffee, I felt wiped, completely and totally wiped out all day. And we had a family thing to go to on Sunday afternoon that was later in the day, and that does not work.
After crash time, yeah.
It just did not work. So more evidence than ever that just keep it the same. Keep it the same, because once we get used to it, and I'm not used to springing forward. Do we always do it in March? Is it always March?
Yeah, it tends to be around this time every year, yeah. Do you think that this is the time we should stay at, or should we be at the time we were at last week?
Before I go and answer that, I have to ask you a question.
Shoot.
Are you wearing black?
Blue. Dark blue.
Okay, it looked like, did he not look like a disembodied head because he was leaning?
It looked like the old Steve Jobs look. It looked like a black turtleneck.
Oh, I don't like turtlenecks. They're choking.
It looks like you are you're blending into your background a little bit. And of course, I wonder about these things because we don't see each other until the morning time.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to see me in lighter colors for springtime? Change my palette?
No, do you know? There. See, there's something white on his shirt. There's lettering on his shirt.
Yeah, there it is. That'll help.
What's it say?
It says the Marx Brothers.
Oh, very nice.
Thank you.
All right.
Very modern.
Okay. How was your birthday weekend? Happy birthday, Rob.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. It was fine.
Wow.
That's real exciting. Real special.
Wow. I gave you a happy, happy, like in the middle of the weekend.
I know, and I was happy at that point.
Oh, wow.
It seemed like there was a lack of preparation.
No, I certainly am preaching to the choir here, pal.
I saw a picture of your cake. It looked like a lot of time went into that cake.
Well, that was my mom. She makes me a cake every year. And, Mike, she got me something so cool. Had you ever heard?
Your mom did?
Yeah. Have you ever heard of a titanium cutting board?
No.
They're all the rage right now, where it's a cutting board and it's not plastic, because plastic gets cut up.
Yep.
Wood, you can never get clean.
Yep.
Glass is too loud and you can break it. This almost looks like a cookie sheet, but it's titanium. It doesn't dull your knife.
That,
it doesn't
for a foodie,
scratch.
That is something that appeals. That sounds for you like it would be a wonderful gift.
It was tremendous. It was tremendous. But
you're leading with the good part, I guess.
Yeah, and you know, a generous gift from my father, which was great, which allowed me to get something for my studio I've been looking for. And
so your father gave you a little cash-a-rooney?
He did. He did. And Kathy, too. So it was very good. And they're excited about the cruise because, you know, you're leaving from their backyard. They live in Miami, so
I can relate being almost as old as they are. That convenience
is great.
Is a great thing, and in, you know, your father could walk to the cruise ship.
I don't know where the port is. I was going to say he might just buy. He might get the scooter and take the scooter from his home to the cruise ship.
Save gazillion bucks on parking.
Parking is great, but you know he might have to find a power outlet like halfway. I don't know.
Has he done? Has he? Have you gotten into the weeds enough with it where he has done the logistics of knowing just how long it would take him to get to the port?
I just talked to him and Kathy about it this weekend.
By the way, you say Miami Beach in the commercials for our cruise in December,
right?
I have a question for you, Josh. Is it Miami Beach or is it that Lauderdale area where they? I mean, they leave from all over.
It's the beach, Mike. What happens? They back the boat up. It gets very close to the sand, and then you'll get up to like about your thighs in water.
Miami Beach has a huge cruise ship.
It is the port of Miami.
That's it.
Okay. So
that's right. By the way, for those of you, just to add a little sizzle to it, that is the coolest place to leave from because you are literally going down the canal in Miami Beach, and you know sometimes boats follow you out and like pleasure boaters. Follow the cruise ship out a little bit, just for fun to watch it. But
I think we left out of Lauderdale the last time we cruised. I think
they do that too. That's but Miami Beach is very, very cool. I'm excited about that. So back to your birthday.
Yeah,
sounds like a fabulous birthday.
Well, it was nice. The Elvis trip to see Dean Z was technically my birthday present, even though it came at Christmas.
And you talked about that on Thursday.
Yeah, exactly.
Except you were very clear that that was a Christmas present, not a birthday present.
That's what I thought. I was informed. You know what? It would have been
Can
a good
thing.
Can I
ask this question leading up to
Mike, let me just say that would have been a great message to put in a card if there had been a card.
All right, we've got to unpack this, as they like to say on podcasts.
This was not on the pre-show meeting.
We have a lot to – yeah, because I didn't ask him during the pre-show meeting. I greeted Rob when we came in this morning with – what was my birthday greeting to you? Where are my sound effects?
That's right. That's right.
Yes. But I did send him a message
over the weekend. Yes, it was lovely.
So I've got a lot of questions about this.
I'm entertaining all questions.
You get so first of all, what number are we talking about? 55?
54, thank you very much.
54. So
Mike,
next year
you
we'll
texted
be
me
double
on
next week.
On Saturday. Happy, 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 happy horn, cake, boat, microphone, ribbon.
That covers it.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Boat
because of the cruise coming up.
Oh, was it? I get it now. Yeah. Microphone because of our job.
Yes.
And cake because of birthday.
Birthday.
And horn.
It's exhausting finding those.
I bet. I bet.
It was exhausting. In lieu of cards, send emojis.
You don't have like a favorites of emojis? Because a lot of times the favorites will move like right all the way to the left. Like the coffin I send a lot.
I would say that as far as the land of emojis, I'm probably still in the beginner category, believe it or not. I'm not.
I think
that
you're doing great.
I like to, but you know, my number one emoji is the thumbs up.
It's a good one. Yeah.
And especially if everybody's putting hearts on something. If I put a heart on something,
look out.
It's really special. You don't get a heart out of me unless I am really, really
happy. Mike has a heart on your comment. He's very excited.
So
I was impressed with whoever figured out how to add a little cruise ship where the heart would be.
Ooh, oh, you just have to keep scrolling right.
Okay.
That's true. You got to realize how much time he probably
lingers
over this. I don't
look past the first four.
Not really. I mean, I saw it once and I said, oh, look, there's lots of
you
these.
Saw you saw it once because you got there. The fact that you scrolled there, I mean, if out of the three of us, if there is one person who spent the most times on emojis, I think the audience would probably bet that it would be Rob. Right?
I would bet that it would be Josh.
No.
He's a big emoji guy. His favorite one is the laughing until crying emoji. He loves
it. Yeah, because it's there. It's one of the first ones.
Because probably it's
up.
A favorite.
Yeah, it's heart, thumbs up, thumbs down, ha ha, explanation, question, or that smiley laughing guy.
I think
that's
that
all I use.
What has to be understood by the wives of America is that we are man, flesh and bone, but I have to say that we are still at heart children. If you look at our pop culture, if you look at our entire culture now, we are children.
Mm-hmm.
We like to the boys like to pretend they're tough. The women like to pretend they're beautiful. And if you're thinking I'm being a sexist, F you and your families too.
I agree, Mike.
Because I don't, the more I think about it, the more I think we are living in a world of double standards. So if I want to just be an old man and say men like to be tough, but let me explain the way I feel as a married man of 65. It's still, thank you.
Should know 65 is your age, not how many years you've been married.
But total, if you...
No, not even close. That would mean you were married as a child.
7, 14, no, not even close, not even halfway.
I'm almost to being married half my life. I've almost got to that age.
Yeah, that's right.
If it lasts. That's a joke, folks.
If it's lasted,
come on, that's
if it's lasted till now,
yeah.
I think haven't you weathered the tough part in your opinion or not? You tell me.
Who knows?
He had a bad weekend. He had a bad weekend. I can tell by his tone.
And here comes the new phase of no kids.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. I mean, there's nothing to do.
But let me finish what I was going to say,
please,
and then we will get to you because it applies to you.
Thank you.
Yesterday, probably thinking about Rob's birthday.
As you do most days.
No, because
especially
of
the
your
day
birthday.
After.
Because of your birthday, I'm thinking about mine. So
it's coming up.
You can
we are in the thick of birthday season right now.
No, that doesn't come till June.
It starts in March. My birthday counts.
I looked at my sun-damaged, frayed, broken-handle golf bag, and I said... to my spouse, I said, I'm going to drop you a birthday hint at the beginning of March for June 22nd.
Okay.
I need...
Costco's got some nice ones right now.
They really do.
I'm not getting my golf bag. Excuse
me. They just went out on display. They look good.
Mike, and they've got a beautiful Kirkland logo in leather right on the side. They don't really. They're not Kirkland.
They're not Kirkland.
Stranger things. Yeah. You know what? You stopped me in my tracks because now I'm thinking, no, I can't leave it up to her because I'm really particular. Of all my possessions,
gift
that's
card.
What?
Gift card.
No.
To your golf place.
Because I'm going to get it at Happy Valley because they put the logo and they embroider.
Do they not do gift cards at Happy Valley?
I don't know.
Does it open up into a larger golf bag?
I don't know. So I started, the point was to start dropping a hint already.
What if you printed up
how
a price
much my
tag,
birthday.
Yeah. Printed up a price tag that said, great for Mike's birthday, and put it on the golf bag you wanted at the place, and then she'd see it and she'd say, you know what that is? That's great right there. I'll take that one.
The Happy Valley Pro Shop,
yes,
in my humble opinion, is woefully inadequate.
Does it still have men playing checkers on a barrel?
There was a great viral video about a guy talking about his one day off, and when he walks into the pro shop, is it too much to ask to have a little happiness? I don't think it applies at Happy Valley because you get retirees all day long.
I always thought pro shops were a ripoff. It was there for last minute things and to rip people off on the way out. Like
you get a discount if you're a member.
Okay.
I never go in because I'm not a professional, and I can't. I'm not comfortable in a pro shop.
I am hijacking this discussion.
That's fine. I mean, all these things need to be discussed.
I'm a little golfed out. I think that.
How did you golf?
Almost won the, but we didn't defend successfully. We played a match where. If we went to play the guys that were in the lead and by 1/10 of a point, if we had beaten them, we would have won the flight. If they had beaten us, they would have won the flight. We have the match, which means we tied, kissing your sister, which allowed the team behind us to rise to the top and win the flight. So,
Mike, you defeated yourself.
We did, but it was just, and the guy had like a 2-foot putt. Mm-hmm. Said, I hate to do this. Yeah, but you have to. It's the spirit of competition. And we both didn't win with his putt. And the guy in back of us backed in, as they say. But I'm going to say, playing that match, I don't think I have ever had a better time competing against people whose brains I wanted to beat out, but who I liked just as much. And it was so classy and such sportsmanlike, just balls to the wall competition where we wanted to win, but everybody was laughing. Everybody was giving each other crap. It was just so much fun. I don't think I
surrounded by your loved ones. It was good.
I wasn't surrounded by my. I have never.
How did Miller play? How did Millsy play?
He had a tough weekend. I'd rather not go into it.
Oh,
I didn't have much contact with him. He was in a different.
I'm sorry, Mark. That's sad.
He was in a different. Maybe he can come on and talk about it. In fact, Rob, do you have his contact, right?
I believe I do, yes.
You might want to ask him.
Should the dust settle for another day before I reach out?
I think it might be a good idea. I might.
And does that have to be a bonus show or TMOS extra? Uncensored?
I think it might be a good extra. You know, it might be
that'd
really
be great.
Good extra.
Yeah.
And I'm just now I'm playing it in my mind. Should I reach out to him personally? Because it didn't involve me.
So did you just hear about how he was doing?
Well, he told me about it.
Oh, well, that's something. Yeah.
He told me about it. That might
you
that
probably
could be.
Should reach out.
I think you're right.
Because yeah, if I reach out, he's going to automatically piece it together that Mike was saying about my weekend to another person.
No, because I'm not going to say a word about it.
But
other
he's going to think that.
There's a story
yes.
from the weekend.
And it must be told.
And Mike,
I think it would be healthy.
Even if you didn't win over the weekend, you won this morning because no one even remembers it was Rob's birthday.
That's true.
Because you've taken over the conversation. It's all about golf now.
It is. Yeah.
Thank you. You're right. Thank you for getting me back on track. Back to Rob's birthday.
Right.
Rob is disappointed. I can tell. Can you tell, Josh? He's a very hard person to read, but I know how to
read. You know me
Rob.
Very well. Yeah.
Came in a
disappointing
funk.
Birthday, yeah.
No, and Rob's got me worried because my daughter shares the same birthday as Rob, and all I did was send a text message and a Zelle. So now I'm thinking if Rob's disappointed, maybe she is as well.
Josh, welcome to my world. I did that forever. I think you're covered. You send the cash to those kids,
They are cool.
Back to your birthday.
Got a lovely text from Robert. A very specialized text that was directly to me, wishing me a happy birthday, made a joke about my age.
What was the actual day?
Saturday, March 8th.
So I hit you on
you
the
nailed
actual
it.
Day.
Yeah, yeah.
Good. Okay, I thought I
what's
might have been a
like?
Day late. What?
So what's that feel like to get the day right?
What is wrong with you? Why are you picking? Because you have the flu? Is that what it is? We'll get to you later in the show.
Julia wished me happy birthday in a group text, a long, lengthy group text.
I love Josh giving me crap now. It's been almost a year, and it's fine. It makes me feel just like a golf buddy. If somebody's giving you crap, you feel good with the world. What? Go ahead. All right.
So, but Julia, we have a text that's me and Robert and Carrie and my mom and Julia. And Julia buried in that text was a happy birthday. So,
yeah, that's a mistake.
So I rolled up and I replied just to her comment. I didn't like add to the, I just said, thanks, sweetie. Carrie this weekend was house/dog sitting. So she was out of the house. Now, normally when I wake up or when Carrie wakes up on her birthday, I try to have something waiting for her when she comes downstairs. Even if it's something simple.
Is that a food thing?
It can be. I mean, it could be chocolates, could be roses, could be a bottle of champagne.
The fact flowers. That you anticipate the birthday morning.
Yeah.
I give you total kudos for that. That's something that I probably don't do as well as you do.
The night before, you want to lay something out. Like if you got
Beautiful.
Them flowers, put them on the on the counter so that they see them.
Good man.
They. So that she sees them when she comes down.
So that it puts the lotion on its body.
To me, Mike, what it does is it shows awareness Yeah. And a little bit of planning. Not much. It doesn't take much.
But
to come down and see flowers in a card.
Doesn't matter, though.
I don't want flowers.
The idea of getting up in the morning and walking in and saying, hey, first thing, and yeah. I've done that and I've not done that.
Yeah.
Mostly
she called.
Not.
She got up early to go to the dogs before me on Saturday. And bless her heart, you know, she loves
the dogs.
She works, she pets it, she does all this stuff. And she's busy and she supports the house, and that's great. But I don't know if she was so busy that she couldn't call me before 3. Seems a little late in the day to get a greeting.
So you get all day on Saturday.
Yeah.
You wake up.
Mm-hmm.
She's out of the house already when you
yep,
wake up.
Because it's early, right.
You come downstairs. When you're coming downstairs,
yes.
Is there any thought whatsoever
yes.
that there might be a little,
I like, would hoping
a little, a little balloon with a card on the table or something?
I would have been so happy to see some sort of light blue oversized envelope on the kitchen counter that was a card. I think that would be nice.
That's so sad.
So when do you start counting to how much time until she wishes me happy birthday?
Oh, you know what? It's out of my mind at that point because it hasn't festered yet.
Have there been any plans made for the evening of your birthday?
We were going to go to another birthday party that day of a friend of mine, John. I think his birthday is today. But I didn't feel up to it. I just wanted to laze around the house, and I said, let's cancel. She said, okay, I'm kind of feeling that way anyway. I had a headache, so, you know, whatever.
She had a headache?
No, I did. I had a headache. I didn't feel 100%. So we got, you know what happens when you drink a lot the night before, Mike.
Stop it. Don't even joke.
You can't make those jokes. Everyone freaks out in the chat.
I like joking. But I sounded like President Trump. I like joking. And so I found a great stack of Barbara Stanwyck movies on Turner Classic Movies, the app. So I watched some good black and white
TV.
You
told me that.
I listened to some albums, and it was fine. And Carrie said, do you want to go out to dinner tonight? I said, where would you like to go? And she said,
you
I
said
don't know.
To her, where would you like to go?
And she said, well, it's your birthday. I said, well, I tell you what. How about we go tomorrow? We'll go Sunday. A little more energized tomorrow, you know, have a better day. She said, okay. So she visited on Saturday night, then she's gone. Sunday I get up.
She visited? What do you mean?
Well, because she had to go back to the dogs in the house sitting.
Oh,
she
okay.
came home for a little bit. Right. And so Sunday we get up and do some stuff around the house, and I realize that my birthday's over, and my mom says I can come over
about
1.
Do you have sad music for yourself?
No, you know what? I don't want to cheapen it. I just...
Because you're really bummed. Okay, go ahead. That's fine.
So
I'll honor that.
My mom comes. She brings the cake. She makes the best cake. It's a devil's food cake that she puts a cup of really strong coffee in when she bakes the chocolate.
Sweet.
So good.
It's and then that you still have her doing that for you is a beautiful thing. You're very, very lucky.
Yes, I am. Very lucky indeed. And so she came over and we visited. It was great to visit with my mom. She said, do you want to do candles in your cake? I said, nah, it seems kind of silly to do candles with just 2 people. Why don't you hang out a little bit? Maybe Carrie will come home. She said she was going to come home after she got her nails done. And she did not.
Josh, you have to read. Like,
yes.
He's like a novel that you have to know how to read the language. Or the nail's done, throwing that in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it.
And so my mom and I, we watched some Letterman clips on YouTube, and we were really having a good time.
How does that work?
What do you mean?
Do you both sit at a kitchen table and put a computer out, or do you put it on the big TV?
Mike, I have a smart television, a very intelligent television.
Okay. All right,
that links up using the intranet, I go to www.youtube.com.
All right. Yeah.
And so it gets to be about 3, and, you know, my mom says, well, I don't guess she's coming. I said, I guess not either. And so my mom left the cake.
Did your mom sing happy birthday to you?
No, I asked her not to. I said I would feel silly. It's weird when it's just 2 people.
Sad. This is so sad.
It's not that sad. It's just the way things are. And then Carrie checks in about 5. She says, dinner? I said, yep. She says, I'm on my way home. And then she comes in. She says, where do you want to go for dinner? Do you want to go to the Blue Ridge Grill, which is our favorite place? I said, you know, we could. But
right before that, Rob said,
I'm the king of the world!
I did not say that at any point that day. What I, Mike, what I did say that day was,
I'm over here now.
And I said, you know what? We're sort of on a spending freeze. I'm not all that motivated for dinner. Let's just stay in. And she said, okay. And so she made something for herself. I wasn't all that hungry. And then she left. And I had birthday cake for dinner last night. It was delicious.
So there was no dinner out on Saturday, and there was
no. But that's me. That's me.
Well, because let me tell you, no. I'm not going to let you do that. We established last week, I think, on the bonus show when we had your psychotherapy during the bonus show,
right,
that you blame yourself for everything, and I want to make it really clear, and I want to do so publicly.
All right.
The only thing I ever want you to blame yourself for.
Are the things, sound effects?
Are things you screw up on the show.
Okay. Yeah, I can
Other
do that.
Than that, I don't think you blame
yourself.
Well,
then it would be a pretty blame-free life.
Did you ask your mom once again? Did I cause the divorce?
It didn't come up.
Good.
We had a big if you Good, don't you're subscribe, on. Listen to me. If you don't subscribe to the bonus show, you're missing this beautiful psychotherapy we did with Rob. I mean, really...
It was like a saw the top of my head off, look at my brain type psychotherapy.
All the years I've known him, I learned stuff from this. And I didn't think I could learn anymore about Rob.
Nor did you care to.
Nor did I care to. You're right about that. But getting back to you blaming... No, this was not you. This was your... kind of malaise, disappointment.
Well, the disappointment lies...
If you had awakened on Saturday morning...
Yes.
Walk downstairs and there'd be, we will see you at... And your and reservations have been made.
Yes, that's
and,
what you want. Some sign of preparation.
Right.
Some sign of preparation.
Some
not showing up at 5 o'clock
cares.
Saying, well, where do you want to go? You know, there are times...
Worst thing you can do to somebody, to a man on his birthday, the worst thing you can do is, what would you like to do on your birthday? Or what would you like for your birthday the day before your birthday?
What
Don't
I did,
do that.
I actually got in my phone and Googled best restaurants in Leesburg to see if there was anything that would really pique my interest.
Like something new, maybe.
Something new, yeah.
Up.
Yeah.
You get it?
Yeah.
We're very similar in that respect.
And then she said... What I would want in an ideal world is for her to have a plan in place.
That's
and
all.
Say, I'll be there at 5 and I'm taking you out to dinner. And I wouldn't care where we went. If she was, you know, forward with it, that'd be great. That would mean that some concern and thought went into it. Now, I'm a very simple person. I like the same things over and over and over and over and over again. So in her mind, she probably says, he'll be okay just going to the Blue Ridge Grill and getting what he always gets. And, you know, and then we'll call it. And that'll be the birthday.
What do you always get?
I always get the calamari. It's the best I've ever had.
And fried?
Then I yes. And they have a cream sauce on one side and a marinara on the other side.
Is that the entree you get?
Or no, that's appetizer.
Okay,
and they also mix
entree?
In deep fried jalapenos in with the calamari. It's just so good. And then for dinner, I usually get, and don't mock me because these are next level, they have the best chicken tenders you've ever had. They're almost like a...
Very, very run-of-the-mill for you. I'm very surprised.
Well, they're almost like a tempura batter. They are so light and crispy, and it's just excellent. But, I don't always get that. I can get other things, too.
Now,
a wonderful steak, yeah.
Now that it's Monday...
Yeah, all day.
Does she know how much this bothered you over the weekend?
Don't know. She wasn't here last night.
Was she doing the dog thing again?
Yeah, she'll get up and tend to the
dogs. How long does she spend away?
Not
like
very
with
often.
With these dogs? It just
no, I mean,
like...
this was the weekend, and she'll be home tonight. But the, she was gone.
Was she sleeping at the other house?
Yeah, you have to sleep with the dogs.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's one or two clients that she will house sit and dog sit simultaneously. These are moneyed people that travel a lot, so they like to have
and
someone.
And part of the deal is for her to be at the home for the dogs.
Have you ever thought of going to the home with her?
I've been invited many times, and I hate being in other people's houses.
I'd be the same exact.
I mean, I'm talking gorgeous houses, like football, NFL players are in this neighborhood. Politicians are in this neighborhood.
But they probably have a nice theater or something for you to use.
They probably do.
But I know you feel like you're using other people's.
Yeah, it feels
I get it.
Dirty. I've been
like to, you'd be dirty if you did that.
Yeah, and I've you know what? I have gone to one house had a pool, and I've gone to the pool in the summertime. But that doesn't involve going inside the house. I think being inside the house where you like see what
that was
people...
the time, Josh, when he told the story about the owners coming back and saying, "What's this ring?"
Exactly. Exactly.
What's this ring around the outside?
And sadly, Mike, after I was in the pool, when they came home, it was only half full. The
do you get the? I know your wife, and I know that she can be the
careful.
She can be a little chilly sometimes. Right?
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Was there a perception that she was very much aware? Because I'm getting that feeling from you that she, that this was by choice that she decided to present the front of, you know, yes, I'll do a little something, but I don't care.
Well, I think this.
I hate to ask that question.
All this begun, Mike. All of this begun about a month and a half ago when she got the pet sitting gig, and she says, "Oh, I got a pet sitting gig for this family, and it's the weekend of March 8th, and I'll be gone Saturday and Sunday."
So
night.
She set up the fact that she wasn't going to be available for your birthday
month ago, and I said, okay. "Oh, that's my birthday weekend." She said, "Yep." And so already the fact that she's pet sitting a month in advance on my birthday.
I just learned something.
What's that?
Your birthday is even more important. You find your birthday more important than I do.
You not find my birthday important?
When I was aware of it, I greeted you with it, which is what I would expect from everybody on the show if they knew about it. If they didn't, but I'm
Josh
saying,
got his greeting in very early.
I have already
thank you.
Now eclipsed you by asking for when I looked at that golf bag. But I did that because I'm trying to simply get something for my birthday. That's all that is.
When we boil it all down, isn't that what it's all about?
But with you, it appears to be almost more of a romantically inclined just... I want to be acknowledged. I want to have a nice birthday.
I don't think it's a romantic thing at all. I think it's a thing of respect.
Now, I...
Don't you? Disregard it and not have any plan
well,
in
you ain't going to get that.
Tell me about it anywhere in my life. Josh.
I had a similar birthday to you as you. And
did you ever get that hot tub?
No. No. And maybe we'll talk about that on a bonus show or something.
No, I'd like that.
We can get into that more. But my question is, and I think this all comes back to the previous weekend, did Carrie just see it as the Elvis concert, your birthday present?
I think so.
No need to make a big deal for your birthday because you were all just together.
Yeah, but don't care so much about that. What really is the rubber hitting the road is that there was no card.
All you required was an acknowledgement.
That's it.
And I'm not kidding you. I know him, and that even a little text message, as something as easy to do as that, I know that it would be met with pleasure.
Love it. I love it. I think it's
great. I knew he would like. But at the same time, I'm almost ready hearing you, Josh, hearing you, Rob, and reflecting on my own to say, birthdays, where the woman in your life gets her chance to say F you.
Right.
I'm sorry, but I feel that way. I feel it that we look.
And if I tried this, I could not get away with it.
Well, and it's why the male lion gets to lie under the tree while the female lion goes out on the hunt. In a way, right?
Mm-hmm. Am I the female lion?
Even when a guy is slaying the dragon,
right?
Even when a guy is bringing home the bacon, the perception is that, when you're home, because what do we like to do? We can sit as men, turn a screen on, and lose ourselves for multiple hours.
Right.
And the perception is, well, they do whatever they want, whenever they want, which... to a certain degree is true, and then, but still, when it comes to the birthdays, and I'm talking to everybody, maybe not even women, men, women. When it comes to birthdays, we're all toddlers.
Yes.
That's the one day of the year. Let us be a toddler. Get us a trinket. Get us a bauble.
An opener of some kind. I love it. I love the idea.
And if you want to up the ante, well, I got news for you. That would be great, too. And believe it or not, you know that there are brat boys out there, that there are bratty guys out there that have trained their loved ones to celebrate it with glorious gifts. Look what do famous, wealthy, beyond description men do? They rent resorts for their birthday.
They celebrate themselves.
They celebrate themselves, which is what everybody would do if they could.
I don't require that.
I require a resort, a nightclub till 4 in the morning, and just closets full of baby oil.
The only way, Mike, you would be at a nightclub at 4 in the morning is if you got there at 4 in the morning, because you're not going past 9.
No, I promise you that. Not anymore. It sucks.
But yeah, a little acknowledgement, a little thought ahead. That's all. That's all I want.
Did Josh send you a greeting?
He did.
Okay.
He did.
Did he give you something? Did he give you a present? He's your new best friend.
He gave me the present of friendship.
Okay.
No, he just sent me a text. And you know what? And it was early. I loved it. I thought it was great.
Right.
So
comfortable with just a greeting. That's what I'm comfortable with.
Many, many wonderful greetings on Facebook. I don't want people out there to think
that.
That doesn't count.
No, it doesn't.
That might even piss me off.
Why?
I don't know.
That's always nice. It doesn't fix it.
I don't like people that are thoughtful, more thoughtful than me sometimes.
And you open up Facebook and it tells you, oh, it's Rob's birthday.
Yep.
So there was no extra thought.
I guess Carrie doesn't do a lot of social media on the weekend.
Was there any exchange whatsoever about your obvious, palpable disappointment that you have brought? Not only 2 days later, you are still experiencing that. Was there any acknowledgement on her part?
Not any acknowledgement, but I think she knew it was there. But then she wasn't home very much this weekend, so hard to gauge it on the brief moments that we were together.
Would your mom call her and tell her, hey, you didn't do enough?
No.
Yeah. Your dad helped you out with the studio stuff.
Had a great time talking to Kathy and Bob, so that was really nice. And you know, you get calls and texts from relatives. It's funny when you think about it. Well, that's true. Kathy sent me a lovely gift.
Kathy acknowledges my birthday.
I always play a game on which sibling's the last one to text me.
Yeah.
Anyone get in like at about 11:30 that night?
I think my brother did.
I am conditioned with my daughters to if I get a phone call or a text of some kind, that's it. I'm satisfied. 100%.
What if the text was buried in another text thread?
Like Julia did?
Yeah.
And by the way, happy birthday, Dad. It would diminish it. It would.
It diminished it for me. It did.
But at the same time,
made her brother look awful good, though.
It comes down to this, in my opinion. I think we can agree. Mm-hmm. Your significant other is the only person you got that can really do something for you that you expect it from.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
So there it is.
Yeah.
But treat your spouse, men, women, treat your spouse on their birthday like they're a baby, like they're a first grader. Come on.
Be like Livia Soprano. And when you wake up, you're alone. And that's it.
You know, you die in your own arms.
In your own arms.
Yeah. Arthur Bucco. Thank you very much. Happy birthday, Rob.
Mike, thank you. It was really great. And I think 54 is really going to be my year.
There it is. That's nice to hear. And congratulations. We will take a break. We've got a lot more to talk about. I'm a needy person, too, just like Rob is.
Yeah.
And when my communicators, who I love to bitch about communicating too much, don't communicate, I get my little nipples in a lather. We will take a break.
Oh, that is maybe the most disgusting thing you've ever said.
We'll take a break. Come back with more right here. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.
Oh, there it is.
Hello.
How wonderful. This program is sponsored by Liquid IV. Treat yourself. Treat yourself by gifting yourself the everyday indulgence of extraordinary hydration from Liquid IV. Powered by Live Hydroscience.
It's a registered trademark.
It is.
You see me drinking it daily. I honestly don't like to do the show without Liquid IV, and that's why I brought in my packet.
Mike, it's a stick. They call it a stick.
Let me put my
stick. Got to get the parlance right.
My stick of white peach sugar-free.
Yum.
And left my water in the kitchen.
Do you want to take a moment and get?
No, I do not. No, I don't.
All right.
But I will right after the show because I'm already feeling what happens to my body when I don't have my liquid.
Little draw. Parched.
I love this stuff.
Yeah.
It's hard to really estimate how many gallons of Liquid IV I've enjoyed. I don't like to do the show without it. Don't like to play golf without it.
Mm-hmm.
Like to drink it when I'm. It's my number one choice of beverage when I'm enjoying any meal, breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have flavors galore: grape and lemon lime, pina colada, sugar-free raspberry lemonade, white peach, rainbow sherbet. White peach is the best. I love it. I bought my own. My last purchase was all white peach. That's how much I like it.
Mm.
It's money. Unlike sports drinks, Liquid IV delivers 3 times
the
electrolytes,
coffee.
8 essential vitamins, and it's always non-GMO, vegan, and allergen-free.
Yes.
Look, I've been telling these facts for years. Listen up, jerks. Please, try some Liquid IV. You won't regret it. You won't regret it. The lady will have the linguine with white clam sauce and a Liquid IV white peach.
With no ice.
Pour. Oh, damn it. You're right. The lady will have the linguine with white clam sauce and a Liquid IV with no ice. Tear, pour, live more. Liquid IV, treat yourself to extraordinary hydration from Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com. If you haven't done that yet, the hell is wrong with you? And use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order with code TMOS at liquidiv.com. And because it's still in primary sell mode, I have to mention that we are going to be at Jimmy's roughly 2 months from this weekend.
Yes.
We will be at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern for the Kentucky Derby party. Pick your race. Wear your lady's hat. I haven't gotten mine yet. I'm excited about it. We're going to be at Jimmy's. Then we have a cruise in December. There it is.
Yes.
There
People
it is.
Don't know. That's Jimmy on the horse, isn't it?
Very, very exciting.
Mm.
We'll be at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. Get there and be square, or whatever it's
That's
called.
A good motto.
That's it. Get there and be square. Everything's like acting a little odd for me today. Welcome back to the show. We can hit the stuff.
Okay,
the
yeah. Hey, Rat, you eat here too?
Hey.
Rat.
And they say that a lot, Damone.
Mark Ratner.
Shut up. Shut up, Rat. Yeah. All right, here we go.
Sorry. Okay, here comes the news. Get ready.
There you go. Finally got all my act together.
Right on.
This is sad. I really feel bad about
Are you going to talk about my birthday again?
No. This is sadder, actually.
What? How?
We finally know how Gene Hackman and his wife Betsy died. Very, very tragic. Especially when a guy attained the fame he did.
Mm-hmm.
You just wouldn't think it would be like this. Authorities say Betsy went first of hantavirus. It's called hantavirus pulmonary syndrome, severe respiratory illness you get from contact with infected rodents. When I hear that, it means like maybe the house was not
well tended to. You know, you
there's vermin
all sorts
there.
Of things go yeah. through my mind.
She wasn't a pet keeper, was she? She didn't like raise rats.
I don't know. Then Gene survived about a week before he succumbed to severe cardiovascular disease. If you're wondering why he didn't seek help after his wife died, he was suffering from advanced Alzheimer's disease. You know, it seemed like it was a year or two ago we saw that picture of him out at a fast food joint.
Looking good,
and
yeah.
And everybody said, there he is. He's in his 90s, but he's okay. So he may not have even known that she died or how to take care of himself. There was no food in his system. Oh, that's terrible.
The sad thing, Mike, what they later found out is when they showed that picture of him at the fast food restaurant, he was working there.
And he had $80 million, Rob.
Mike, he just wanted to stay busy. I think, what's her name? Martha? Molly? What's the wife's name?
Betsy.
Betsy made him work.
Why are you being so? He had a bad birthday weekend. Can you tell? He's not sad
I would, Mike,
about the Hackmans.
They could
at
have
all.
Given me a car, and I would still make a Gene Hackman joke. Come on.
Authorities say February 11th was the last day Betsy was known to be alive. She was seen on surveillance cameras at a CVS. An analysis of Gene's pacemaker suggests he died on the 17th or 18th. Their bodies were discovered on the 26th. When you're a recluse, I guess that's just the way it goes. People don't check on you, and nobody is surprised when you don't have contact with people for a good long time.
In all seriousness.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
I was going to say, how horrifying for Gene to be in a altered mental state as advanced Alzheimer's does, and you're so dependent on routine and other things happening for you, and he's locked in a house.
Yeah.
And that's horrifying.
Yeah.
That's really sad.
Tragic end. And it just, but I'm glad. I am also relieved that they at least found out what happened because, you know, there was so much stuff. That's
right.
Why you got, that's why there was confusion among the dumb cops that showed up first, probably, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, no sign of foul play. They're dead. Duh. And then they do the analysis.
Hey, Murphy, empty the mousetrap and then come check this.
Canada's ruling Liberals
Boo.
Elected a. Hey.
Just they watch out, Mike.
They elected a new party. Can I read the news, please, Mr. Bad Mood? Canada's ruling Liberals elected a new party leader in Ottawa, Ontario, on Sunday. He will serve as the nation's next prime minister, replacing outgoing Premier Justin Trudeau. Liberal Party members vote. They voted for Mark Carney, no relation to Art, former governor of the Banks of Canada and England, and that comes as the Liberals are experiencing a polling boost amid widespread opposition to President Trump's U.S. policies targeting Canada.
I love the fact that when they announced him, they brought back the late Jackie Gleason.
Yeah.
Said, ladies and gentlemen, Mark Carney!
You are a blabbermouth!
Here's what Carney said. These are dark days brought on by a country we can no longer trust. He was talking about the U.S. tariffs. He's 59. He won 85.9% of the vote to be elected Liberal Party leader. Carney vowed to stand up to Trump over the tariffs. America is not Canada, and Canada never, ever will be part of America in any way, shape, or form, he said. We didn't ask for the fight, but Canadians are always ready when someone else drops the gloves. This comes amid making a big show of Canada taking American booze off the shelves until this whole tariff thing gets worked out. And I certainly hope that it does get worked out because it's, you know, I have a soft, I have a lot of friends who are from the Great White North. Many, many friends who are Canadians. And
do they pump you
up
for information when you talk to them?
What do you mean?
Like, hey, when do you really sort of relax the border guards? Or do they have a soft shift or anything?
Rob,
like that?
We've never been closer to the attack.
Tell me about it.
Most of us lost an hour due to springing forward for daylight saving time yesterday. So this is perfect. Today is National Napping Day. Where do you guys line up on naps? Can you nap, either one of you?
I hate them.
Didn't used to be able to. Now I can very well.
Oh,
I napped this weekend.
Is it the lack of booze in your life that helps you nap, do you think?
Maybe. Yeah, I think so.
I can occasionally nap, but I don't like to. And and Josh says he never naps.
I try not to. I wake up with a headache when I take a nap.
Even when you've got the flu like you do now?
No, I will take a nap today.
Very good.
Good.
Experts recommend 20 to 30 minutes to feel energized. A 60-minute nap will make you feel more rested, but you'll probably feel lethargic and groggy when you wake up. If you're out for longer than that, you'll enter REM sleep, which also means you're probably sleep-deprived. If you are not a napper, you can still celebrate by going to bed earlier tonight. You can jumpstart that by exercising a little this evening. Nope.
No, I don't.
By enjoying a hot bath or shower. I believe in the shower, the power of the shower. Big, big time. If you want to take a nice hot shower before bed, that's a great way to drift off to sleep.
And I sit down in the shower. So it's very relaxing.
In the bath.
And by the way, when Rob sits down in the shower, it's not like he's got a stool in there or a bench. He sits right over the drain.
Yeah.
Crisscross.
And it's really weird because we have a glass door. And when you lean against it, you get the weirdest shapes.
Oh, my God.
So relaxing. So relaxing.
Even though the time change is just an hour, studies show that it can impact people for several days. I agree. I'm dragging today. In a poll, 42% of people say they've had their sleep affected in some way by daylight saving time. And women say they feel the effects more than men.
Yeah, so tired. Too tired to buy a card.
There you go.
Certainly.
She won't hear this, will she?
No.
She won't hear any of this.
No, she won't.
Lady Gaga was the host and musical guest on Saturday Night Live this weekend. During her monologue, she took shots at two of her past embarrassments, Joker, Folie à Deux, and R. Kelly. First, she said, quote, "I'm so happy to be back at SNL. The last time I hosted was in 2013, and every aspect of my performance aged amazingly." So there's no need to Google SNL 2013, Lady Gaga featuring R. Kelly.
Oh,
that was funny.
That was funny.
Lady Gaga is a good actress, and she's funny on the skits. But
this surprises me.
But
there
boy,
was
that show. Oh,
I did not watch it this week. I'll have to watch it tonight. I didn't know they had a show this weekend because there were no social media clips up from Saturday Night Live, which leads me to believe it was a really underwhelming episode.
Right.
I didn't even know they had a new one.
Is Lorne attempting to get actors from junior high school now? Because the guy that played Marco Rubio in the opening sketch, first of all, he had laryngitis, which was a really good look. Like, you can't replace him at the last. There's no even cursory attempt to do any kind of impression. It was the land of suck.
And sometimes the
Trump impression, it's jumped the shark. All right,
yeah,
it's not
good.
Funny anymore. It sucks.
They're very much leaning on Michael Myers as Elon right now.
And that's not funny either,
in my
humble opinion. Apparently, people thought it was awesome when Lady Gaga was talking about Joker. Joaquin Phoenix and I even got nominated for a Razzie, she said, which is an award for the worst films of the year. So we won for worst on-screen duo. She was funny. But jokes on them. I love winning things. My Razzie brings me one step closer to an EGOT. It's like an EGOT, but it's hurtful. That was, but I don't know how.
Well, I look forward to watching it today because I love Lady Gaga, and I didn't know there was a new episode.
I was bored after the opening.
That bit. Why is it required? They get into ruts. They get into rewrite openings. Okay?
Well, because I think that in their head they think that's what America wants when they have a hit.
It almost looks to me like there's a contractual obligation to get these people to stay on the show, like with the guy that plays Trump, but I have no idea.
James Austin Johnson.
Leonardo DiCaprio has reached a level of fame where you wouldn't expect him to get starstruck too often. But you might be surprised who made him feel that way not too long ago. It was Luke Perry. Luke Perry is in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. That's when they worked together. In a new documentary called I Am Luke Perry, Leo says, quote, "I remember being in my teens, and he was the manifestation of the new James Dean on television, and everyone was crazy about him. I felt this overwhelming feeling of being starstruck. But then he and I got to sit down and talk about L.A. in the 90s, his life, where his career had gone, where my career had gone, and where his life had gone, and my life had gone." Leo added, quote, "I was immediately struck by his kindness," And that, to me, made me feel good. I'm glad the two heartthrobs could get down and, you know, shoot the breeze and be cool with one another and not be kind of like, hey, we're swinging.
I like Luke Perry. And I guess that they probably, did you say in the story, did they meet on the set of?
Yeah, they met on the set of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
And that's so cool for DiCaprio because, if I'm not mistaken, Luke Perry passed before that movie came out. So, I mean, it's nice that he had a chance to meet him. I'm not making fun of the fact that he's dead, Mike.
He's not dead, is he?
Yeah.
Luke Perry's gone?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Did I miss something?
I'll give you a date.
Yeah, I think it's been a few years.
Yeah.
2019.
Wow. Okay, so that makes it sweet. I didn't even know. That's why I was kind of laughing inappropriately.
Oh, no.
Very, very sweet.
No, he had a stroke.
Oh, that's right. How old was he when he died?
And his first name is, he was, let's see, 24.
52.
Yep. 52 is right.
Wow. That's sad.
His real first name is Coy. Coy Luther Perry III.
All right. Well, they, you know, they that was nice things said by Leo DiCaprio about him, and you know, so
that's why he wasn't in the 90210 reunion.
That's there it is. Thank you. See, your brain is still working. That's wonderful. Thank you for that.
The joy receptors are a little dulled, but I can still pull up facts.
Finally, today, an 18-year-old from India was awarded the Guinness World Record for the hairiest face on a person when officials determined he had 201.72 hairs per square centimeter of skin. Lalit Patidar earned the male version of the record after living with a rare hair growth condition called hypertrichosis, which is also known as werewolf syndrome. The condition is believed to only occur in 1 out of a billion people, with only about 50 documented cases since the Middle Ages.
Wow.
Patidar has hair on over 90% of his face, and he has had that since he was a child. He said people still sometimes tell him he should have the hair removed from his face. He says there is not much to say to people about that. I tell them, I know how I am, and I don't want to change my look. He has no other health problems other than some random muscle pulls that he got from playing his favorite sport that he still enjoys to play almost on a weekly basis.
He has a favorite sport?
He does.
Wow. What is it?
Chasing cars. Oh, sorry. Thank you for that. Oh. See, you're still on it. That's good. That's good. That, Rob, that went so much better than I didn't give you that one early in the show. That went so much better than I ever would have expected
to go. We've done this for a while.
We can really, when you draw out a really bad punchline, it makes it funnier.
It does.
Comedy 101. We'll be right back, everybody.
Hey, Mike, before you do the spot, a quick poem from the great Claude Rains.
All right.
And this refers back to that kicker.
Yes, that's the sign of the werewolf.
That's just a legend, though, isn't it?
Yes, but like most legends, it must have some basis in fact. It's probably an ancient explanation of the dual personality in each of us. How does it go?
Here it goes.
Even a man who is pure in heart and says his prayers by night may become a wolf when the wolf bane blooms and the autumn moon is bright.
Thank you.
Who's that actor?
Claude Rains, along with Lon Chaney Jr. Claude Rains, much better actor than Lon Chaney Jr.
Yes, as you can tell by that point. This is like, hey, but I've done Shakespeare. Yeah.
What poem is that, Dad?
What memories do you wish you could relive or pass down to your kids? Are they trapped on VHS tapes or film reels, and you just aren't sure where to start? Simmer down, Pachango. We have found the perfect solution, Legacy Box.
I love it.
Legacy Box is the simple and safe solution for digitizing all your family's precious memories. Plus, when you go to legacybox.com/TMOS, you can enjoy 50% off. Excuse me. That was very bad. Too much coffee.
No, it's fine. Legacy Box.
When you get started with Legacy Box today. Co-founders Nick and Adam started Legacy Box in their college dorm room over a decade ago. Since then, it's grown from a team of two to the largest and most trusted digitizing company in the world. Right now, when you purchase a Legacy Box, you get 90 days free access to the Legacy Box Cloud,
which is the easiest way to
Amazing.
Stream, share, and download your memories.
This is so cool, the cloud.
It's like Netflix, but for your home movies. You can stream your vids or pics anywhere, download, organize, and save them, and store them securely. The Legacy Box Cloud brings peace of mind. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to save 50% for a limited time only. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS. That's legacybox.com/TMOS. Do it, do it, do it, do it. All right, we got to talk about our boy Josh Soroka here. Josh was...
he be illin.
Here's the thing. When we were doing the big promotion leading up to, we had Jimmy's,
yep,
and we had the cruise, getting the cruise underway.
And the coffee.
And the coffee.
That's
and
right.
It was communicate, communicate, communicate. Yeah. Constant. Just nonstop. And almost to the point where I might have even whined a little bit on the show about, God, how many times. And there were times at night when I'm sitting there, looking at my gambling videos that I hear ping, ting, ping, ping, ting, ping,
yeah,
ting,
where I'm
ting,
just
ping,
texting into the void.
And it just because I would
throwing
respond,
a snowball into the sun. Texting Mike O'Mara.
Then suddenly this weekend,
yes,
what I whined about was gone and I was sorely lacking it. I needed to find Communication 101. And then I look over at my bride and I say, have you heard from Josh? Where's Josh? What's going on? Mr. Communicator, Josh Soroka. See, Josh thinks I don't respond and I don't pay attention, but I miss it when it's gone. So that's the ABCs of me. And lo and behold, my wife tells me either last night or this morning that Mr. Soroka has been down with the flu. He's been ill once again, Rob Spears.
Wow. I did not know this. This is sad. I think he's not taking care of himself.
I don't know.
No, it's
I don't
the
know.
Problem with kids.
Just too many children.
Hey, what's the matter with kids today?
Well, I think you ought to bathe them more often. I think that's what
Have them
is.
Sit in the shower. Do you take a supplemental vitamin C?
I take a multivitamin. There's probably
C in
there.
You need to go way overboard on the C.
How many illnesses since he joined our... he's on his, like, eighth.
But yeah. But they're rarely major illnesses.
Yeah, I know.
Kelly had a flu last week, probably Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
And today you've got the hantavirus, which is sad.
And it just hit me. It hit me late Friday, where I just have a sore throat and I've been extremely tired.
You know, Mike, this speaks to it. I'm sorry to interrupt, Josh, but do you remember when we would take Christmas break years and years ago? And the show would finally be sort of done for the year. And the first thing we'd all do is get sick as soon as we went on vacation.
And the Christmas vacation in particular,
the worst,
the long one.
Yeah.
And it would be horrible because it would be the one that we had our long streak of actually really working.
Yeah. And sort of built the year around that vacation.
We built the year around that break. It was like a 3-weeker. And it was like we looked forward to it. And then.
Yeah.
And that's how this weekend felt, because it's been so much go.
You relaxed a little bit.
It felt like I could finally rest a little bit on Friday, and I get sick.
Rob, explain the dynamic of the old show, the Don and Mike show, where it would always be tense leading up to
there would be like
a vacation.
Like the pressure would like be redoubled, sort of, because
like we had to somehow not upset the apple cart before we went on vacation. Right.
Moods were running high. And
which
so
was weird.
Weird.
Which was not normal.
No, and you would think like the last show before Christmas would be a joyful thing.
Joyous.
Not really.
No.
And then we'd get out of there and, you know,
get sick.
Get sick right away, try to get better before Christmas. And then after the new year came, you'd get a pep talk call. And that
was not a pep talk. It was more like, we've got to do this.
Well, last year was a disappointment, and we need to do this and this and this. And so
we could go back with our heads held high with nothing but just eager anticipation.
So much fun. Fun is the best thing to have. Oh, but
so, Josh, you got a, you got the flu and.
Well, I don't know what I got. She got the flu. I tested negative for the flu multiple times this weekend.
So you probably just have a bad cold or
a bad cold.
Like
I just could not stay awake. I was awake about 6 hours this weekend.
Were you watching White Lotus?
Oh, don't spoil it for me. Please don't spoil it for me.
Mikey, you know what else is back last night?
Oh, Righteous Gemstones.
Gemstones are back. I can't wait for TV tonight because I didn't watch anything last night.
Good. I'm looking forward to that. So I guess the point is that as much as I might whine occasionally by over-communication, I like it.
Carla guesses mono.
It comforts me.
It comforts me. I had the same thought where I have all the symptoms of mono and it makes no sense. But I got a text from Carla last night saying, oh, no update. And I just wrote back, no.
I said, I'm sick. I'll send one Monday. It was worse than that. You sent back, nope.
Oh, nope is much more.
N-O-P-E. I might have said nope. Yeah. That's an attitude.
That's how my weekend was.
Yeah.
A nope weekend.
A nope. Any update this week? Nope.
Sometimes I will also reply NAR, N-A-R, NAR. Any update? NAR.
My brain was not working last night to try to put anything together.
I understand. Well, now, I mean, once you told her the flu, that was fine. She's kind of my go-between with you when you're not doing things
I realized
you to
that
do.
She texted me on Saturday, and I saw it and immediately fell back to sleep.
What did she text you on Saturday?
Some stuff that came in that we'll be selling soon.
There was an issue. Yeah, all right. Yeah. I found out about that.
It's not a big issue. It's really not an issue at all. It's just an annoyance.
It's an annoyance. Yes, it is. Okay, so on a scale of 1 to 10, your color seems, well, it's hard to tell with your color because you have that Soroka, Eastern European pallor.
Sorokas of the liver.
No, I think I'm good.
Soroka of the liver. Jesus Christ. But you're feeling better than you did over the weekend?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
but Josh,
better.
Really, really, go out and get yourself a massive dose of vitamin C. Take it twice a day. You can't OD on vitamin C. You just pee out what you don't need, and it'll help you. It'll help with your resistance.
My playing partner had the same thing over the weekend at Cocoonville.
How's his wife? Is she still at the house with the rats?
That's terrible.
That's really not funny at all.
No, he was under the weather and had lingered and says he doesn't get sick. So he was just kind of like
when an old person says they don't get sick, do you expect them to die on the course?
No, I played golf in so many different incarnations of people, old, young, in between with illnesses. The worst is when don't ever make this mistake. If someone is sick.
Yes.
And is still trying to get out there and wants to ride in a golf cart with you, don't. And don't go to a chiropractor that treats his patients in a community environment.
The worst. Go to the chiropractor
excuse me, that has the multiple rooms.
Yeah.
Private rooms.
Not a room with a heavy sniffling man.
Woman.
Woman. I got a man once. I tell this story
so often.
Mm-hmm.
Rob and I used to go to the same chiropractor.
Because he was close to work.
He was literally across the street.
It was great.
And we walk in, and he treated, not only did he treat his pre-patients, which means they put the little electrodes on your back. And
Electrostem, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he did it in one room with four tables with a curtain in between each table. All right. And then, so he'd give you the little.
Did you guys ever go together?
I don't think we ever made it over there at the same time.
Sharing a curtain?
No, we never did.
Sharing a curtain. No.
Then he would bring you out to a larger room with, I think, what, three tables, Rob? Probably three tables, maybe four.
Mike, I think there was one table in the main room with chairs.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't adjust more than one person at a time. I always felt he had a bit of theatricality to him.
I totally agree.
That he loved to do that. And I've found, Mike, and correct me if you don't agree, some chiropractors have little show-off things they do.
Yep.
And his was to pop your wrist.
Yep.
He loved it. I didn't have trouble with my hands, but he'd pop your wrist. And also one time he said, I can adjust your sinuses.
Well, that comes into play here.
Good, good, good.
As I'm in the back room with the curtain, I hear across the hall, lady that's getting the little electrodes on the back for that. Yeah. I hear this. This is what, because it was about a 20-minute treatment before they go out and they do the adjustment. And I hear for the entire 20 minutes from what was her name? Oh, Melissa McCarthy.
Yes.
Like from 10 years ago, Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I hear this.
Oh.
As she's sniffling the entire time. God forbid that Piggy McWiggy doesn't get up and use a tissue to blow her nose properly when she can go.
No, and when she's putting her face down in the upholstered donut. That
so
we
I'm
all
across
share.
From that. And I'm grossed out initially. Then she gets done first, goes out into the community room. I'm done afterward. I have to sit in the chair watching him go like this and rub her right over her nostril, and she's going,
it's the most action she's seen in months.
Then, God love him, he does go to the sink and wash his hands. No matter. I am infused with her illness as I left. It was so gross, never went back. Never went back to the dude.
Do you remember that there was a picture of him in like a really fancy shirt in the common area? And I find it was like a glass beaded shirt.
Yeah.
And I asked the...
It's a musician.
No, Mike. Karaoke.
Okay.
And his specialty was Neil Diamond songs. And this was a picture of him in his karaoke shirt singing a Neil Diamond song. And that's why I always thought that there was sort of a showbiz element to what he did. Because he likes
to element
be,
to what he did.
Snot element, yeah. But at least they offered you a convenience plan, Mike, for easy payment.
Have you seen the dog chiropractor?
Yes, I have online.
Because that's been all over on my TikTok.
You please bring that to video for us if you
don't
can.
Don't the claws
I would
hurt?
Love to see that.
I've got it right here.
This is the dog chiropractor.
Okay.
Check this out. Like they really need.
Oh, so it's not a chiropractor that's a dog.
Shh. No, watch the dog's face.
Aw.
Oh, this is great.
Oh.
Look at it. They're like, what the hell was that?
Now, that dog is smiling. That dog liked it. The other dog didn't.
They all seem to like it afterwards.
No.
Okay.
Hey, you guys.
Oh.
Well, maybe not that one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dear. He's going to take the head clean off.
Oh, that dog gave him an antivirus.
He cracked a little leg.
Yeah.
I'd be afraid of breaking that dog.
Here we go. He's like a dachshund mix.
But he's a little adjustment. There we go.
No chance. Oh.
Oh, yeah. That's a talky little. Oh, standard.
Yeah, standard poodle.
That's awesome.
I don't think a dog likes that. I really
That's
don't.
Fantastic. Josh, I hope you feel better. Feel better soon.
I'm all good.
And
we'll
just
be fine.
Keep the emails coming. The text message.
Yep, I'll text you.
Text him that you feel good.
We'll take a break. We will come back with something. I just don't know what it is yet. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Indeed you are.
Hey, if we didn't say it already, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate that.
New sponsor, Mike. New sponsor.
It is. It's official. I see grays every time I look in the mirror. I want to cover them up.
Yeah.
But home hair dye kits are a mess. And the salon, it's a hassle. So keep it simple. Simpler Hair Color has a full variety of shades to match any guy's hair and beard. I got the light brown shade, but I didn't get it yet. Is it coming?
Mine came yesterday. So
you don't need it. I need it.
Look at this beard. You tell me I don't need it?
I'm hoping mine comes today because I could use it as well.
Anyway, I got the light brown shade. It's on the way. I can't wait to use it. Simpler hair color. There's no need to buy a separate hair, beard, and touch-up product. A single can has you covered for all of them. Plus, one can of Simpler Hair Color provides as many uses as up to 4 boxes of drugstore hair dye. Finally, a safe dye that doesn't irritate my skin. Simpler Hair, and by the way, when I used to do the beard all the time, it used to really kill my skin.
Oh,
it
you could really smell did. You coming because of the
Simpler,
burning skin, yeah.
Simpler hair color was started by Snehal Patel and Mitch Brown. They endured the mess of home dye kits and the harsh ingredients of salons for years, so they developed their own hair dye formula for men. The choice is simpler. It's simpler hair color. It offers gentler ingredients, a cleaner application, and unlike any other companies, there's no waste. That's why their mission is to become the number one men's hair and beard dyeing brand. Plus, simpler hair color offers free shipping and free returns, so you can try simpler hair color risk-free. Say goodbye to grays the easy way with Simpler Hair Color. Head to simplerhaircolor.com/TMOS and use the code TMOS for 10% off your order. Once again, that's simplerhaircolor.com/TMOS for 10% off. And make sure you use the promo code You Know It, You Love It, TMOS, so they know that we sent you, ladies.
I showed
and
you the
gentlemen.
Box. What's very cool is all the ingredients, all of your apparatus, your brushes, and all that stuff come in a velvet bag. Because I remember in ill-advised times in the past, when I used Just for Men, it was a mess and stuff would be everywhere. This stuff stays all together. It's great. I love the packaging.
Very cool. My second career, I was thinking about it. This is, I have an amateur setup in my garage for polishing of watches. And I realized that I have dabbled at this hobby, but I have not really committed to it. In order to commit to it, I would have to be very similar to this guy. I think it's like vintwatch.com or wherever. I want you to look at some of this video. We're going to play it while I'm talking about this.
Okay.
If you said to me, what would you give up and what would you do as a second career, this is what I would do. I would love, love, love to take watches and redo them. And so this is a vintage Rolex.
Steve McQueen. I've heard of this.
The Steve McQueen watch that is really banged up. Now, you can't do anything about that dial. That's called patina, where they actually show you the watch that ages. That those markers right there, they age and they take on like almost an orange color.
Is that desirable? Because it shows the age of the
vintage,
watch?
If you're a vintage watch collector, that's what it is. But the thing about this guy, obviously he's a foreigner. De Presente. Look at that. If I ever had a workshop, a dream workshop where I would be able to do it, this is the – and you can skip around if you want, Josh, with this too. That's called an over-polished rounded case. You got to make those sharp. This dude has all the tools. All the tools.
But it's not tools. I think it's also patience and focus.
Yeah, what's your point?
Maybe this isn't the best career for you.
I think it would perhaps help his patience.
You think it's like the Josh guys that build a Lego set to relax?
Yeah.
I think I hate Legos, especially when you can't find a certain piece. But not only does he have all the... See, he's doing this. Is there anything more cool than that? Look at that. Now, look at these tools. Look at that. Look at that little sanding
unit
he's got right there.
It's a sanding unit like a bandsaw.
A little bandsaw.
Oh, he's got a jeweler's loop.
Yes, and he's like doing just the right amount of cutting right
there.
And
Mike comes in on Monday, and we say, why do you have six fingers?
He has more stuff in his workshop than – and this is what – oh, look at that. Look at that belt sander thing he's got. I don't even know what it's supposed to do, but I want one. I think he's putting a design on. Not a design, but he's putting a
texture.
It's not just a smooth surface. It's the textured surface that he has.
I like the finger gloves.
Yes, those are cool too. I don't have those. I have full gloves.
I believe the proper name for them is finger cots.
Finger what? Cots?
Finger cots. COTS. Yeah.
Now he's got another one too. Now he's got the little handle that he puts in. He's got the little vice grip that he's got. Then he's putting the stuff on. Look at all this wonderful stuff. I want his workshop. I want all his stuff, even if I
don't
know
how to use it.
You could
set it up. You know, the garage is open now. You could set up a workshop there.
Yeah, but I think it's hundreds of thousands of dollars.
But Mike, a couple good clients and it would help. I mean, you can't tell me your name.
Look at that. Look
mirrored
at that.
Finish.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful? And you come to old man Mike O'Mara's tool shop, and here's a new tool he's got.
What is this? Oh, that must be a three-jaw chuck.
That
Three-jaw chuck? Mm-hmm. If you're interested in this polishing holder. So, you know, he's kind of showing you, hey, if you'd want to do this for a living. Now, what he does is he holds the watch case up against the thing, and that spins, and the watch thing spins, and it gets a... Anyway, I'd like to live in a little town in Switzerland, have a little wooden cabin.
Chocolate.
And that's what...
Cheese.
That's what I like. We got to break. That's good. Yes, go ahead.
Do you have a kit for just cleaning and polishing your watches?
I do. I have a wheel that's got a little bit. Oh, look at that! I've got wood. Anyway,
that's disgusting. Stop it.
But look at the polish, just like Miri's. Anyway, I just thought I'd share that. That's what I want to do.
Would you restore your own watches or the watches of loved ones?
I would take everybody's and, of course, customers as well. And I'd grow a big white beard and I'd wear lederhosen. And I would polish watches all day long. That would be my job. That would be even more important. That would be more important than golf. There you go.
We'll
be
right back.
That you can eat. Thank you. Oh, my God. We have such a dumb show.
It is.
We do indeed. Hey, listen, if you want a little extra, a little something to help you fall asleep, rest easy. This podcast is sponsored by Soul. Soul.
Soul.
Soul.
Soul.
Soul. Mio.
This is so nice. Polish the watch.
It's so good. Take it to Soul when you polish.
The team at Soul just launched their new Nightcap Gummies, which are similar to their world-famous sleep gummies. But Nightcap gummies, I didn't get the simpler hair color, and I didn't get the Nightcap gummies.
We've seen them at your house.
No, I got the out-of-office gummies.
But are they not the kind that
those
say...
Those are the night ones. Read the label.
Hey, calm down, Turbo.
You've got
him. Hey, he's got flu. Watch it.
Just don't you snip at me, Soroka. All right, here we go.
Maybe you should polish those nightcap glasses.
What's the matter? What, are they dirty?
No, I was just saying because you didn't see the thing that said nightcap.
Why are you both picking on me now? I got flu on one camera, and I got bad birthday on the other.
BV. Just back call me off. BV. Well, Mike, the fact remains you've showed it already.
Somebody, corrected me once and said, no, those are the out-of-office, I thought.
No,
I thought that's what happened.
They're all out of office.
Yeah, out of office is a sub brand, like Sunbeam.
Out of office means it has THC.
Uh huh.
These have been sitting in my office, and they should be on my nightstand. I'm taking them tonight.
Now, when you leave them in your office, does your computer go to sleep mode quicker?
Nightcap gummies have 3 milligrams of the THC for people who require something a little stronger to go to sleep. THC. And melatonin in Soul's Nightcap Gummies work together to promote deep restorative sleep. How? Well, THC helps you go to sleep faster and stay asleep longer. The melatonin signals to your body that it's time to sleep. And Soul's Nightcap Gummies also contain CBN and CBD. So you sleep deeply and wake up without feeling groggy. And, of course, Soul obviously made them absolutely delicious. The blueberry lemonade flavor.
Yum.
Let's see what flavor this is.
Blueberry it's also lemonade. Blueberry lemonade. It's awesome.
How come there's no out of office in the copy?
Out of office is their whole, brand.
That's anything that under any Soul product that has THC is out of office.
Out of office, right. Yeah.
So the drinks are out of office, the gummies are out of office.
The oils.
Well, it's, as I mentioned before, it's not in the copy. So there you go, smarty pantses. Okay, it's not.
I'm going to have to add to the copy. Look
there's
on
not
your
one
desk.
Thing that, there's not one thing that says out of office in the copy. All right? It's just Soul. And I know Soul is the creator, but the brand name is Out of Office Gummies. Am I right or wrong? Tell me if I'm right or
you're
wrong.
You're right. We'll correct the copy.
And it does mention Out of Office later in the copy.
It does. Good. Nightcap Gummies have 3 milligrams of THC. It's wonderful. You'll love it. You'll love it. Love it. THC helps you go to sleep faster. And Soul's Nightcap Gummies also contain CBN and CBD. So you sleep deeply and wake up without feeling groggy. And, of course, Soul obviously made them absolutely delicious in the blueberry lemonade flavor. And I should say probably during this time with spring forward, probably a good idea to get some restorative sleep. All right?
That helps. It's great.
Rob loves them. I love them. I can't wait. Tonight they will be debuted on my nightstand.
In your stomach.
Because I did not read the small print on this, and now I know they're delicious, they're relaxing. Hit snooze on crappy sleep and prepare for a great night.
So go to GetSoul.com and use code TMOS for 30% off your order. That's 30% off your order using code TMOS. That's GetSoul.com and code TMOS for 30% off. And I'm ready to see where. There they are. Crack open a cold, out-of-office sparkling THC beverage. Not an out-of-office gummy, though, Josh.
No.
If we're going to be really specific about it, okay?
We should have it earlier.
There.
I hear you.
Thank you.
I agree.
Okay. Thank you.
I meant to do it, but I took it.
He's so honest.
But these are really good also.
And Carla's got those in the refrigerator.
They're too good.
And I love arguing with Josh because when he really knows he's not 100% correct, he owns it, which is very refreshing on a show like this. It truly is. Play your thing, Rob. I'm sorry.
I was wondering if you were wanting me to own up for the fact that I didn't put that in the copy. Because
well, I mean, you didn't, but that's okay. And now I think we've addressed. Well, why? Why did you bring that up?
Well, because you kept saying it's so refreshing when someone owns an error, and then you paused.
Okay.
Well, it's obviously my error. Yeah.
Okay.
I own that. So.
So what?
So
how about some beautiful video?
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry.
Oh, 60s on 6.
Don't know what you're
First National Radio. The nation station is 60s on 6. XM Radio. It's fun.
Mike, your worst nightmare. Let's say you've decided you have a gambling problem. Ah, here comes another jingle.
The Mike O'Mara Show.
Sometimes you do them right up front, and sometimes you wait. And that's how we play. That's how we play beautiful video. And now here's Rob.
Okay,
Mike, your worst nightmare.
Oh, God.
Let's say we determined you had a gambling problem.
Okay.
And you got barred from a casino because you are a danger to yourself and others.
Really?
Because you're losing so much money.
Oh, and you're going nuts, too, while you're losing it?
Well, no, it's not violent. It's just it's damaging you because you're broke. It's damaging your family because of the bad, situation that you've put yourself in.
Okay. All right.
So, like, intervention time?
Yeah, probably.
So, a guy's losing so much money that they said, we got to stop this guy.
So, let's take it to the next level. What could make that even worse?
Reported to you this week about a man who won a big casino jackpot but does not get to keep that money.
That's because he was on Pennsylvania's lifetime ban list for problem gamblers. So how did he get into the casino in the first place? Well, that's one of the questions Seth Kaplan was asking.
This guy.
He's here with us with the answer, Seth.
Yeah, Valerie and Alicia, self-proclaimed gambler who faced a lifetime ban from casinos imposed by himself.
Out of those thousands of persons who have signed up for
nice
a lifetime
audio.
Ban, I believe less than a couple dozen have been removed by the board.
And the 46-year-old man in question, according to this Pennsylvania State Police report, was not among the few to ever come off the lifetime list.
So he won $57,000 and he can't keep it because he submitted his own name for a lifetime ban from casinos.
Oh my God.
Why do you even go in there?
Because I will give you it. I'm the only degenerate on this show, so I will tell you.
All right.
I multiple times in my life have left a casino with the little gaming card they give you. You
sure.
know, the one where you get the points.
Yeah.
Folded it up, thrown it in the trash. That's as
your
close,
player's card?
That's as close as I can come. But if it was taken in its full extreme, you would do this. And then the addiction grabs
you again. Do
you mean
like this?
Like
your
that.
Pen play card?
There
with,
it is.
It's beautiful.
With a lanyard.
Yeah. So you can wear it on your head
when
and
you
then
go
put
in.
It in the machine.
There
so
it
you
is.
Have to lean forward to the machine.
But Rob, in its extreme, you would be pissed off.
Yes.
You would realize how much damage you had done to yourself. And you say, I'm never gambling. This will keep me out of there forever. And then the addiction rears its ugly head and you're too stupid.
Right.
To realize that this could happen. Would you not think ahead of that if you were going to go back in?
I would never be in a situation when I would nominate myself for a lifetime ban of anything. If someone else did it, I understand it. But he did it himself.
If this guy, this is how sucky
and the greed of casinos.
Yeah.
And the manipulation of casinos is so horrible. He could go in there and he could hit 40 non-hand pays.
Right.
Right? And he'd waltz out and they wouldn't give a rat's ass.
Right. They don't
care. All that money he's gambling, you know, you can walk in, throw your money in. They're not going to bitch about that. But
no, but when they pay.
When you have to pay.
Yes.
Then we're going to implement the lifetime ban. I think he's got a legitimate case. Well, we let you gamble in here. You took our money, but we can't pay it out. That doesn't seem real kosher. But I think that they've got that covered, too. They'll win. They always
do. You think the casinos have lawyered up?
You think? But I mean, doesn't that suck?
It does suck.
I'd love to know how much he lost during his lifetime ban, because the lifetime self-imposed ban, they don't. Yeah, you put a player's card in there, and if he did,
yeah,
and it flagged him, it just that to me is how they're hinky. But God forbid you win a big $56,000. Oh, we're not going to pay because you put yourself on a lifetime ban.
They can't have a lifetime ban then if they're not enforcing it. So I think he's got a point.
I would hope he would. I would root for the degenerate gambler.
I just realized, Mike, that my lanyard is branded with Penn Play, too.
Penn Play.
Yeah.
Is that the Charlestown one?
It is, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. That's new. That's
the
new.
Lady that signed me up.
Are they under new ownership, perhaps?
It's not with a cleaning company. I know that. Okay. But it's the casino actually was less sticky. And I don't know what Penn Play is. It seems to be their new deal.
Seems to be a new operation in there, maybe.
But
huh?
They got it together. And right. They take the money with more efficiency now. It's great.
I'll be up there for our Kentucky Derby party for 3 days.
So when Josh is at the Orioles game, are you going to be at Hollywood Races and Slots?
Yes. Definitely.
You know, you're going to have to drive by my house to get there.
Yes. We're going to have road trip.
Road trip.
Carla right now is going, no, you're not.
Carla's looking at the phone. No. Mike, they have for Penn players on Saturday the 3rd, you can claim a free belt sander. So you might want it.
For my watch workshop.
Exactly.
Little old Michael's Switzerland. Little Switzerland watch shop.
Little Switzerland. Mike, L-I-L. L-I apostrophe L. Little Switzerland.
That's me. Yay.
Will you do cuckoo clocks as well?
No, I will not. I'm not going to turn it into friggin' Pinocchio. Thank
well,
you very
Mike,
much.
You're the one that made it Little Switzerland. I didn't do it.
And aren't we both thinking right now of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and Benny Hill, right? Hiding the children. All right, let's move on. We're running out of time.
Mike, I like when the internet gets silly. And this just looked to me like it was a normal man on the street interview, and it got so silly so fast. I really enjoyed this.
Celebrity lookalike. Oh, people always tell me I look like Susan.
Susan, every time.
When I was younger, people told me I look like Susan, but now that I'm older, people tell me I look like Susan.
My friends always joke they've never seen me and Susan in the same room together.
I've never seen two people in a room. Every room has one person in it.
People don't tell me I look like any celebrity because every room has only one person in it, which is yourself. So I've never seen another person inside. And this is actually the first time I've ever been outside.
I've heard scientists say it's possible for two people to be in a room, as long as it's a multi-purpose room like a mud room, and as long as both people resemble Susan.
I believe every room has six people in it. They all resemble Susan, and every room is actually outside. This room is huge.
Do you have a favorite childhood memory?
Yeah, my family would drive upstate and go to Surgery Lagoon. It's like a surgery-themed water park.
My favorite ride at Surgery Lagoon was C-section falls. It was a water slide that would come out of an incision in a huge woman's abdomen. For speed, they would cover you in amniotic fluid, which was a blend of Vaseline and Mountain Dew Code Red.
Middle of the wave pool, they had a ICF intensive care floaty, plop you on there, administer general anesthesia, throw you right back in the pool.
We couldn't afford to go to Surgery Lagoon because my dad went broke gambling on bug fights. Cricket versus an earwig, parlay that with 25 lice versus 6 bees.
In the 90s, I would go to a bug bookie, but now I use the Bug Bets app. I can go to it on my tablet, iPhone, iPad, smartwatch. There's just so many devices now.
How come there are so many devices now? Smart thermostats, coffee thermostats, iPod Touch, sewing machines, switchblades. There's code hooks, clocks that wake you up, clocks as big as cars, deli slicers. Everyone I know is in their deli slicer for 8 hours a day. It's like, how about giving the deli slicer a break?
Deli slicer has ruined teenagers. They don't want to see bug fights in person. They don't want to do the kidney stone bumper boats. Their whole life is just slicing a variety of meats and cheeses.
My family loved camping.
That's Rob Spiewak, right? Right, Josh? Does that make your head hurt?
It's what is this the entire time? And they never loving it.
They never identified Susan.
He's going to do that same bit only for people that live in Vienna, Virginia. When we get out of here, that's the way that goes. Absolutely.
What's the street that was lined with maple trees? I think that's Maple Avenue. No, I don't think so. Let's close with this, Mike. Are you familiar with a performer named Chachi Rocket?
Chachi Rocket? No, not. I'm thinking Joni Loves Chachi.
No, no, it's not that. And he's a MAGA guy now, so we don't.
That's not a guy over at Happy Valley.
Chachi Rocket?
Chachi Rocket.
Chachi Rocket is a North Texas, I guess, entertainer who shoots himself out of a rocket that you can eat. like it's in the circus. And he lands in a net. He shoots out.
Well, they all do. They all do, or they die.
Well, Mike, sometimes you don't hit the net just right.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I mean, under the circumstances, nice to meet you.
Yes.
Because Chachi Valencia has had one very eventful week. His home is near Seven Points, Texas, in Henderson County, where he makes a living.
See, perfect.
Himself out of a cannon. He's Chachi the Rocket Man Valencia.
I know the mistake that we made.
The mistake happened Sunday at the Riverside County Fair in Indio, California. He admits maybe he misjudged
maybe
a left-to-right wind.
So when I got shot, the wind completely caught me.
He's up in the air.
Oh!
Tumbled to the pavement, got knocked out cold, and woke up in an ambulance 20 minutes later.
A broken wrist, a few broken ribs, and I have a bleeding liver.
Can we see it one more time?
Would you like to?
Please.
Yeah. You know what? I got his name wrong. He's Chachi the Rocket Man.
And he'll be on the cruise this December.
But the funny thing is, Josh, he'll start on another boat and then land on our boat. Take it away, Chachi.
Maybe he misjudged a left to right wind.
So when I got shot, the wind completely caught me.
Looks like a great fair.
Oh! Chachi.
He hit the edge of the net, tumbled to the pavement, got knocked out cold, and woke up in an ambulance 20 minutes later.
Now,
don't you think maybe you'd put something under the net, too, just in case?
Well, don't you think maybe that's not your best career choice overall?
Maybe a wider net.
A wider net might be a good idea. Yeah.
It's. I mean, he hit the side of the net, and he flipped a lifeless body. Chachi. I would say he might have been unconscious when he hit the net.
Yeah.
I don't know what Chachi does.
Who knows?
Also, Chachi, after that, is not allowed to go to a casino for the rest of his life.
There you go. I don't trust those people at casino. I'm always on the gambling
I don't
side.
Trust carnies.
Yeah.
Like the Chachi.
You don't like Chachi, right?
No, I don't. Small hands. Smells like cabbage.
We will take our leave, and we will be back tomorrow with another weird show just like this one, everybody. It's what you get every day. If you like that type of thing, hey, we're happy to have you with us. Don't forget, tickets to the cruise still out there, and you can make your reservation for Jimmy's, too. We're going to be up there for the Kentucky Derby party. Lots going on. And don't forget Charlie's Choice Coffee, ladies and gentlemen. I got it right here. There it is. Lots of stuff
I made my
on.
First pot this weekend.
Fantastic
it's
stuff.
It's outstanding.
The best
it is
you will
so
drink.
Good. It's so
fantastic
good.
Fantastic coffee for Josh Sirok and Rob Spiewak. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Chachi, you jerk.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
It seems like everyone is either starting a side hustle or becoming their own boss. And you know what they're hearing a lot? It's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/sell23, all lowercase. Whether you're selling loafers or peace lilies, Shopify simplifies selling online and in person. Covering all sales channels, from a shop front POS system to its all-in-one e-commerce platform, Shopify even gets you selling across social media marketplaces. With their 24/7 help and extensive business course library, Shopify is ready to support your success every step of the way. Go to shopify.co.uk/sell23 to take your business to the next level today. That's shopify.co.uk/sell23.